Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines.
Born this past July at the Zimmerman family farm, raised by the... Yeah, I hear you. Peach wants to speak a little bit here. Raised by the family with the help of neighboring children who helped the turkey get ready for this very moment. Based on your temperament and commitment to being productive members of society, I hereby pardon Peach and Blossom.
That was President Joe Biden pardoning two turkeys raised in the Northfield area last Monday at the White House. John Zimmerman raised the turkeys, and his son Grant, also a student at Spring Creek Elementary, traveled to the White House for the ceremony. Several local elected officials, including State Representative Christy Purcell and members of the Northfield City Council, were invited to the event. Councillor Kathleen Holmes described the event.
I mean, I think for me, it's a once in a while. I've never been to the White House, so it was exciting, but also to have my little boys here and to be able to support Northfield. I mean, we got a good shout out and being at the heart of the nation and where it all happens. It's an exciting place.
With the Marine Corps band in the background, Counselor Jessica Peterson-White noted how honored Northfield was to be represented at the event.
It was also just really, really cool to see our very own turkeys represented with John Zimmerman and his family bringing their turkeys all the way to Washington, D.C. I thought Peach and Blossom did a great job. They gobbled right on cue, and they're extremely photogenic, really. Very impressive.
We'll have links on our website in today's news from KSTP News and This American Life with more stories about the turkey pardoning. The Northfield Hockey Association announced recently that they had met their $2 million goal for a donation to the construction of the new ice arena. As part of the funding agreement with the cities and school district, the Hockey Association has pledged $2 million to the project. However, with momentum going, the group is working with a goal of raising $6 million. The initial design for the arena cost about $28 million, and the city designers were able to remove features to lower the cost to $21 million. Chris Canelli, the chair of the Hockey Association Arena Committee, noted that by raising the extra funds, those features can be added back into the project.
These modern arenas are just so much with technology where it's gone. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, this one was built in 1977, and what's the difference now? So even things of mounting cameras on different portions of the rink so that you can just, you know, digitally get to them and show different angles. It's all that's kind of going into the planning. And
Canelli also stated that they were trying to get back both a dry land training facility and concrete seating in the project. The debate for a new ice arena has been ongoing for many years. Canelli stated that after reviewing the cost to repair the current facility and building a new one, now was the time to decide.
And one of the big things is the refrigerant system that's in there that would need to be replaced, which is a major undertaking of a couple million dollars. So really, the city did a great job of looking at all the options, including renovating that current arena. And really, one of the things we proved out because of this public-private partnership that you mentioned, it was about the same cost to the taxpayer as renovating the current arena as doing the new one.
Canelli noted that with a new arena, the facility can last up to 50 years. The total cost of the project is expected to be $21 million. The Hockey Association's initial pledge will lower the cost to taxpayers to $19 million. The Hockey Association has donated the land for the project as well. The City of Dundas and the City of Northfield will fund the $19 million of the project, and the Northfield School District has agreed to help fund the project via a 20-year lease at $250,000 a year. You can view the previous stories KYMN has done about the funding agreement and the initial design on our website in today's news. And on Thursday, the Northfield Public Library invites the community to celebrate the release of Bridge and Division, a collection of poems inspired by Northfield's cherished places. In February of 2023, Rob Hardy, the former Poet Laureate of Northfield, called upon local poets to craft poems highlighting specific locations around the city. Nearly 40 poets contributed to this unique topographical poetry project. A Southeastern Libraries Cooperating Community Reads grant supported the publication of these poems in Bridge and Division. Quote, "Our main street is called Division Street. There's so much of the potential to divide us, and not just geographically, but poetry can unite us," said Hardy. "Our songs can reach across those barriers. Each one of those poems is a little bridge." Copies of Bridge and Division are now available for purchase at the Northfield Public Library for $10, with proceeds benefiting the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library to fund future poetry programs and initiatives. Copies will also be available at the release party, which takes place on Thursday evening in the library atrium at 6 p.m. There will be light refreshments and an opportunity to support local poets and their work at the event. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.